you know, pay the DMV to get their plates started, to actually create this code. And and so he knew all this history. And he says, you know, there's no way that you will find a 8x5-inch plate for a car or a trailer. That's for a motorcycle. He goes, I actually have one here from 1952, and I'll be willing to send it to you right now so you could take it down there and show them the difference. I'm like, well, I don't know if that's going to help, you know. I appreciate it. He goes, well, I even have a one from 1956, and I'll cut it down to 8x5. I'll shear it off. And you can take it in and show them. It won't work. But he said, I said, well, what can I really do that'll help? And he says, well, you can call the home office in Sacramento. They have this wall that has every plate on it. And just tell them to walk over to the plate and measure it. Walk over to the display. So I said, well, you know, I appreciate it. He said, well, there's this guy in the city next to you in Vacaville. And he sells vintage plates. Give him a call. He works closely with the Department of Motor Vehicles there. And I says, okay. So I called this guy, Dave, and I talked to him, and he said, nope, the DMV code is wrong. Your plate is right. And he said, what's the number on your plate? So I told him it was two letters and four numbers. He goes, that is a trailer plate, period. It had to be three letters and three numbers if it was a car. But he knew it was two letters and four numbers equals a trailer plate. So I said, so if I go down to DMV in Vacaville, they won't give you a problem. He goes, and you can see my plates there. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, oh, on the wall in the DMV, I have plates display from 1912 to 1969. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got the right guy.
You're no kidding.
So I made an appointment. I went there the next day, and I get up there to the line. I said, I want to do this year manufacture plate, and I set the plate down. They go, oh, do you know Dave? I go, yeah. I sort of.
He's my friend.
He's my new friend. So they did have to call over a manager to help with the paperwork. They had never done a year manufacture for a trailer. They'd done them for cars. And they were wondering, why would you want to put this old plate on such an old trailer? And once I explained it was an Airstream, oh, it's an Airstream. Oh, okay.
One of you guys.
One of you guys. That makes all the difference. So they got me through it, and now you have to wait for Sacramento to send me the new registration and all that stuff. Then I could put the plate on.
So what you're saying is there might be hope in New York, even though it appears that I can't do it.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I'd need to find the Dave of New York.
The Dave of New York or 1,999 friends over $50.
To change the law.
To change the law.
Well, New York is broke, too, so I'm sure they do it.
Yeah. So let's go ahead. I had arranged with Dave. I hope he's still waiting for us. He's an elderly guy. He's in his mid, late 80s, I think, and he's been collecting plates and then started dealing in plates for the year of manufacture, mostly for cars, I think. And I think he's really limited to California. But he was very helpful to me, and he seems quite knowledgeable about these plates and stuff. So I thought it'd be interesting to talk to him. So let me get him on, and hopefully we can find out more, and hopefully you have some questions for him. It's really interesting. Like I said, there's a whole culture of people in just about everything that you could think of.
Yeah, exactly. And the web has spawned even more.
Yeah, exactly.
But we used to be quirky until the web came out and found out there was quirky people everywhere.
Okay. So let me do this. Hopefully that'll ring him up. But it's funny because they all kind of knew each other, too. You know, the one expert I talked to down south, the one expert.
Kind of like Trekkies, you know?
Yeah, they all knew each other.
Hello?
Dave, this is Tim. I talked to you a couple days ago.
Yes.
How are you? And I have with me my partner, Colin. Colin restores old Airstreams. And
hi, Dave. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Excellent, thanks.
So, Dave, first thing we should talk about is your business. You have an online store at Dave's CLP for CaliforniaLicensePlate.com, and you.